Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like I should open up like Tyler did last month. You probably forgot who I am. Before I start, too, one time Mike came up here last year, the year before maybe, and said he didn't have anything special, that he was bringing you a B-side sermon. That was inspiring for today. I will bring you a B-side sermon because it's still summer and I need to ease back into doing this. So I haven't been taking a break for that long, 49 days. And it was pre-planned because I felt I needed a break. 2025 has not been a good year. As far as everything life has been throwing at me, throwing at Nicole, Greg with his meditation, talking where he could be paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for three trees and whatnot. We've had financial struggles. My self-imposed pressures of doing this, into I needed a break. I needed to hopefully recenter, refocus. And I had some plans. One of the things I wanted to do was perhaps go visit another congregation. Perhaps go visit our sister church in Northboro, or one of the smaller congregations closer to where I live. That never happened. That never happened for two reasons. For two reasons. The first reason, for the first 2-3 weeks, I remembered something. How precious and holy's Sundays used to be for me for two decades. Two decades, Sundays, you do nothing on a Sunday. You make sure all your chores are done on Saturday so you don't have to leave the house. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about bill collectors calling you on a Sunday, people knocking on your door on a Sunday. No, you have a day of peace, a day of not having to worry about anything. A day of just spending your morning with coffee in the Sunday newspaper. You can spend 3-4 hours with the Sunday newspaper doing the crossword puzzle. I forgot how much I loved that. So I did that for a few weeks. However, not with the Sunday newspaper, but with the Bible, with devotionals. I do just two devotionals, the Bible app, which, if you don't know, the Bible app, it isn't just, it won't just give you a verse of the day. If you actually go into the app, you have your verse, underneath is a video, somebody's talking about the verse, and then there's devotionals to read after, and then you can finish up with a guided prayer, which will give you some more verses to meditate upon. So on a Sunday morning, this is what I start with every morning. So on a Sunday morning, when I know I have a break, not obligated to go visit another congregation, I can open this up and then explore it deeper. Explore it deeper. My second is the power for today that we hand out. Most mornings during the week, I'll read it in the morning, but sometimes if I'm running late to get to work, I'll read it when I get home. But when you're reading the Power for Today devotional, it also, you know, says expanded verses you can read. Oh, let me go get another cup of coffee, open up the Bible. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. I did not have the pressures of, can I get the sermon together on time? I was able to look at like notes, just stuff I had written down that I want to explore this for something. Personal studies, I had been ignoring. All morning long, with my coffee and the Bible, it was wonderful until 10 o'clock. Well, let's join in online with Lester. So after a few weeks, that was very, it was nice, it was relaxing. And gave me a lot to meditate on, many more ideas, many more things to explore biblically and theology-wise. It was great. Then one Sunday, I'm like, okay, where am I gonna go visit today? And then I said, no. Reason number two, that I didn't visit anybody else. Fear. Imagine, if you will, you see a sign. Come as you are, all are welcome. But you can't get in the door because not like that you're not. I was reminded of why I was a wayward son for so long. Because things like that happen to me. It is sad as Christians push people away. So was it a fear of rejection to go visit another congregation? Not this time. It was a fear that I might possibly be seeing Christians not acting Christ-like. I didn't want to see that. I had 3 weeks of just great Sunday mornings with the Bible. And this unfortunately happens. Thank God we are not like that. Doors are wide open. We don't have Ron or Barry out there looking for credentials to our super secret elite club to come in. No. But this is not new either. James chapter 2. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet." Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? This happens. I mean, we're Christians, but then how many denominations of just Christianity are out there now? Since the early church, we have Baptists, and you have offshoots of Baptists. You're Baptist, I'm Southern Baptist. There is so many different denominations with so many in their own personal doctrine. That upsets me. But it exposed in me something I totally forgot about. Not entirely, because it started on North, you know, remembering Big Y parking lot when I had long hair and a goatee, some woman randomly, "Who do you think you are, Jesus?" It started coming up again, just thinking of visiting another congregation. Then I realized something. That hurt, that pain, that anger caused by other people because they were judging me, when I was still trying to find an answer because I knew Catholic wasn't it. There was something wrong there in my mind. That was still in me. I did not leave that at the cross. Everything I was leaving at the cross when becoming Christian to a nice non-denominational church that's inviting, I forgot to leave that. I left a bunch of other worries. I was reflecting on the bag of baggage I left at the cross. Just saying, oh, what did I leave at the cross? It was a whole bunch of nothingness. And I realized, and Greg mentioning it in his meditation, then I realized I took one of the worries back. I took the financial worry back and let it start being a burden to me. Shame on me. If I'm going to claim my faith and trust 100% in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty Creator, but I took a worry back? Oh, no. No. I got to give that back to the Lord. Do not worry to give him burdens. We forget sometimes we're human. We need to be reminded. And, you know, for the month and a half, the meditation reflecting, did I get perfectly centered? Did I succeed in what I wanted to do? No, but it was nice. It was nice. If you don't know me, I was born James Edward Worth, Boston, Massachusetts, September 1972. There's a story behind that one, too. I was supposed to be born in August. I guess I didn't want to come out. I'm like, I'm not going out there. Going to make another confession to you. I am not a preacher. I never went to seminary. I didn't have to, wasn't told like Barry, I had to read a big wall of theology books before I even thought about stepping up here. I am not a preacher. I am a man who is willing to come up here. When the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, I am willing. It is scary. Scary in the fact, James chapter 3, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. When I was very first asked 4 years ago or 3 years ago to do the men's breakfast Bible study, I knew that verse was there. I'm like, I think the first thing I said, I'm not a teacher. You know, reflecting back from then to now, yes, I'm going to be judged more strictly. But I'm not outright going to lie to you as false teachers and false prophets of the past have done. I'm just willing to come up here to do a sermon, to do the Lord's Supper meditation, to lead Bible studies. I'm just willing because I feel I need to help further the kingdom of God. It's not for everybody. It would be nice. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Get that off my chest, too. And just, it's going to help me in the future. When I'm at home putting a sermon together, which I already have the next three put together, and the one I was going to do today, because it's still summer, still August, I wanted to ease in, and I'll save that. It was nice, but, you know, it's nice to be back, too. Sam over there looks a little bit different. What, did you go get baptized or something? So, I have a new sister. So, all the time I was gone, I joined in online every week. Last week was nice, entertaining in the fact that every time Greg is not here, when Greg takes a break, but we have a wonderful family here. People step up when Greg's on, you know, a week off. Thank you for everybody who stepped up putting together the Lord's Supper. Thank you. Michelle, thank you for announcing that you ordered cups, because I told Minnie earlier, have Dan do it. I'm kind of low on funds this time, but thank you. Things like that. When we come together as a family of believers. So Mike's funny when he comes up here sometimes. Oh, you know, it doesn't matter what I say. You're going to forget it on your way home. How true is that? I do it too. It's like we have a memory of a goldfish. They say a goldfish has the memory of 10 seconds. Some say 3 seconds. Another study shows that, goldfish has a memory of a month. We did a maze, it remembered how to go through the maze and find food. You realize this is a scientific study on the memory of a goldfish? That somebody actually did a dissertation on this to get a PhD? Brittany, what was your dissertation on? You could have got a PhD by doing something much simpler. I'm like, what's the point of this? Then I was reminded. In Job, chapter 12, starting verse 7. But ask the animals, and they will teach you. Or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. The animals, the earth, the sea, they obey God. They obey God. We can learn a lot by looking at animals. You may not realize it, so the memory of goldfish, what can we learn from that? Let's not forget Christ. Let's not forget God. Let's not forget to leave our burdens at the cross. Geese, migrating geese. Have you ever watched them? I'm sure you hear them honking, honk, 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 honk. They're cheering each other on. And if you watch them flying, they fly in a V. And if you ever get to see it, it's amazing. So the head bird in the V formation is taking all the air drag. When you see it, when you see that bird start to fall away, he needs a break. And what happens? Somebody else steps up. This is in the animal kingdom. We are created in God's image. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. God does not change. Unfortunately, neither do we. So, again, besides sermon, I just wanted to come to you as myself. My job is to encourage. That's what I really feel it is. It's not to be like top-notch preacher. It's to encourage. And to encourage all people. So Galatians 6:10 or 9 maybe. Let us not become weary of doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Reminder to me, do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong of the family of believers. To do good for me, I believe that's encouraging. Encouraging others, all people. So my name is James, and I'm a Christian. I am an adopted child of God. And I'm glad you are my family. And though 2025 has been a rough year, life-wise, spiritually, because I tell you, you come up here the first time, it feels great, but then Satan's after you. He doesn't want me up here. But I keep praying to God, and God, let me know if that's actually coming from you. He hasn't told me no yet. So I do appreciate how I'm able to serve here in Leicester. And instead of closing out with a prayer today, I wanted to do a song. I was going to have a show, you know, with the passing of Chuck Mangione, we could all sing Feel So Good. You all know the song, but if you do, when you hear it, it's an instrumental. But I actually, with Greg's help, because I don't know all the words, but what is right now in 2025 a source of strength, gospel song-wise? You know, Greg, if you can come up and help lead us in My Jesus, which was also the rally song back in April. It won't be B-side next week. I got lots planned for you. So thank you.